use the term hacker in its first meaning, which is people doing things that are playfully clever, which don't have to involve computers at all. Breaking computer security is a different thing, and to make the distinction, I prefer to call that cracking, because when I say that I'm a hacker, it doesn't mean I break computer security. And I want people to understand it with the right meaning. Now, anonymous doesn't always involve breaking computer security either. In fact, it usually doesn't. Most anonymous actions are the virtual equivalent of protesting in the street in front of the door of a building. So a lot of people go to some website and they send it requests for data. And the idea is that so many people asking for data from this website will be more than it can handle, which is the equivalent of standing in a big crowd in front of the door of a building and being rather inconvenient and embarrassing for the people inside. Now, this must be legal, because this is part of democracy. As we move part of our activities from the physical world to the virtual world, we must maintain equivalent freedom. Of course, states that don't really like democracy and would rather get rid of it prefer to make this an excuse to penalize the equivalent of the actions we used to have a right to do. So they call this a cyber attack, and they want to put people in prison for a long time.